Girls shopping for new school clothes this year have more accessories to choose from than chunky shoes and glitter nail polish. There are two new book series in the crowded field of fiction for teen girls, and they're being put out by companies that mainly sell clothes. Roxy Girl's primary business is surfwear, and Limited 2 stores in malls across the country sell clothes and accessories for tweens. But these two businesses are branching out into fiction, with mixed results, according to young adult author Rosemary Graham.
When I heard that girls' clothing retailers were going into the book business, I had two thoughts. The first, along the lines of, why didn't I think of that? Imagining my own young adult novel for sale next to the latest fashions amped up my bestseller fantasies big time. Then the nobler half of my brain whispered, hey, wait a minute. Are we talking about books or stealth advertising vehicles? I opened the first installment of the Roxy Girl series with great suspicion, certain I'd find multiple references to must-have bikinis, t-shirts, and whatever else it is a surfer girl needs these days. I was wrong. Peer Pressure, written by veteran author and Santa Barbara surfer Frances Lance, is a girl power story. Sure, it's a light read, and most American girls' lives will pale in comparison to the lives depicted here. After all, how many girls get to spend the summer working in their parents' surf camp or riding horses in the hills above Santa Barbara searching for the source of a toxic runoff? But they also face real challenges, living up to expectations, dealing with the fallout from divorce, comforting friends whose parents have died. To Lance's credit, when these girls triumph, they do so because of their own hard work. Yeah, they're all cute, but it's their talent, intelligence, and compassion that drive the plot. Judging by this first one, the Roxy Girl series is no cause for alarm. The Limited 2 series is another story. For those who haven't been inside one of their 522 locations, Limited 2 are the folks who provide miniskirts and halter tops for the 7 to 12 set. Here's the plot of their first book, Fast Friends. Maddie Sparks wakes one morning to find that she has not made the cheerleading squad, and so she goes to the mall for a little retail therapy, where, while shopping at Limited 2, she's recruited by a Limited 2 scouting team to model for the upcoming Limited 2 catalog. In the course of a day, Maddie is transformed from cheerleading failure to modeling success, for no reason other than being at the right place, Limited 2, at the right time. In a burst of PR hyperbole, Limited 2 claims that these books will promote literacy among their clientele. I really wish they hadn't said that. When I was 11, 12, 13, young adult novels by writers such as Judy Blume and Norma Klein offered a place where, if you'll pardon the cliché, it was what was on the inside that mattered. These classic books tell the truth. Life is sometimes not fun. Friends can be fickle, and fashion an instrument of torture if you don't have the body or budget for it. Contemporary books for young people continue in this tradition. Some of the problems have changed since Blume and Klein wrote their classics, but the best of today's teen fiction focuses on the interior lives of young protagonists as they face the uncertainties, fears, and frustrations of that precarious time called coming of age. Some of today's best young adult fiction is fueled by rage. Much of it is filled with humor. You'll find it, classic through contemporary, wherever books, not bikinis, are sold. Or you could skip them all and go to the library.
Rosemary Graham. Her book is titled My Not-So-Terrible Time at the Hippie Hotel.